This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful bomb exploded near a mosque at a rally celebrating the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in southwestern Pakistan, killing over 50 people and injuring dozens. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The bombing occurred in Mastung, a district in Baluchistan province, where hundreds of people had gathered for a procession to celebrate the anniversary. As the injured were wheeled into the town's hospital, Ali Hassan, an eyewitness, recounted his experience of the deadly explosion. I was passing near to the rally when the blast happened. I don't know the reason, as I became unconscious after the explosion, he said. Muslims hold rallies and distribute free meals to people on the occasion, which is known as Maulid an-Nabi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than half of the 120,000 ethnic Armenians of the Nagorno-Karabakh have arrived in Armenia after Azerbaijan's lightning victory in a military operation against the breakaway region. According to the RIA news agency, citing Armenia's government as saying on Friday morning, the number stood near 89,000 people. The president of Armenia's self-declared Nagorno-Karabakh Republic signed a decree to dissolve all state institutions from January 1, 2024, Karabakh Armenia authorities said on Thursday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has cast doubt on the prospect of the European Union beginning negotiations anytime soon for Ukraine to join the bloc. Speaking to state radio on Friday, Orban said the EU will have to answer very long and difficult questions until we get to the point. This is VOA News. Kosovo police raided several locations in a tense Serb-dominated area in the north of the country where weekend clashes left four people dead and further strained relations with Serbia. Police said Friday they were conducting searches on five locations in three municipalities in northern Kosovo. A statement said the operation was in connection with Sunday's shootout between Serb insurgents and Kosovo police. The confrontation was one of the worst since Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008. U.S. President Joe Biden stepped up his attack on potential presidential rival Donald Trump, saying his predecessor's Make America Great Again, or MAGA movement, is endangering American democracy. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
In his Thursday speech, Biden drew attention to Trump's suggestions in recent weeks that the head of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff should be killed and the Department of Justice defunded.
Democracy means rule of the people, not rule of monarchs, not rule of the money, not rule of the mighty. Regardless of party, that means respecting free and fair elections, accepting the outcome, win or lose.
When asked about the president's speech, Trump's campaign responded, quote, "The radical left Democrats, now led by crooked Joe Biden, are the greatest threat to democracy the United States of America has ever faced."
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. The Afghan women's volleyball team is preparing for its first Asian Games in China, but most players arrived from Iran, not their native Afghanistan, where the Taliban has banned women from playing any sports. Wahid Faizi has the story, narrated by Elizabeth Chernoff.
Kushal Malakzai is the Secretary General of the Afghanistan Volleyball Federation.
Currently, girls can't play sports in Afghanistan. These are players of the national team who are in Iran.
The Afghanistan National Olympic Committee says that in addition to the 12 volleyball players, three more Afghan women athletes will be competing in cycling and athletics in the Asian Games. Separately, the Taliban has sent 130 male athletes to compete at the event. For Wahid Faizi, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
The Philippine president says his country does not want a confrontation but will staunchly defend its waters after its Coast Guard removed a floating barrier placed by China at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. It was the first time President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has spoken publicly against China's installation of the barrier, which was dismantled at his order. I'm Joe Ramsey.